from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know a couple Florida State fans. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
It's bad.
It's really bad. And then, you know, I mean, it was just so many good games. So many, you got to finally see what people were talking about, the whole thing down in Miami. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just looked just like he was out there just playing around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
I guess it's
just a matter of being surrounded by more
talented players.
Because I've watched Cam Ward play quite a bit of football, and I've seen him have good games. I never seen him look like that.
No, he was
like that. Was just that was a clinic that he put on. He plays. I mean, obviously he's playing very fast, but it almost looks like he's operating in slow motion,
right?
Because he's so far mentally ahead of what's happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're a Miami fan, you're obviously fired up about it anyway, because it's college football and you're diehard and all that kind of stuff. You go into the swamp,
yep.
And you do that.
They beat the hell out of Florida.
They beat the hell out of Florida. And I don't know. I thought Florida would have a little bit more pride in it. I mean, I know they were bringing back a lot of guys from last year.
Sometimes when we talk about show your pride, sometimes you just get your ass kicked.
Yeah, sometimes you're just not as good.
That just happens, man. And, yep. I mean, obviously, you know, you saw that. Great win by the Dogs over here in Mercedes-Benz. You know, just a stalemate. Clemson's defensive line. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Number 11?
They're very good.
Yeah. He is a top 10 pick in the making right there. But, yeah, Georgia just, you know, it was like, you know, it was like going to this, like Novakin. Just give it time. Mm-hmm. They'll weigh you down and everything like that. And then you saw the second half them opening up. And, obviously, the score was what the score was. But, you know, taking away that everybody is – the transfer portal wouldn't say Dabo yesterday. I mean, Saturday?
No. That's not why Clemson lost the game.
No.
But when that's also part of it, that makes it worse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can be stubborn and good, but you can't be stubborn and mediocre,
right?
And that's just a part of it. You know what I mean? That's more of a narrative thing than a real, like, X's and O's in that instance against Georgia. They weren't going to beat Georgia.
No.
And I don't know who is, given the way that they played on Saturday afternoon against Clemson. It was almost like both of the kickoff games combined. It was the first Clemson game from 21 for the first half, and then it was the Oregon game from 22 in the second
that.
Half.
I kind of said that on Friday. You're like, I was like, well, I guess it could be a little bit of both.
Well,
but I thought that, you know, Georgia just controlled the game with their defense.
They were very conservative in the first half, but also credit to Clemson's defense for making them be that way.
Yeah, it was annoying because you're sitting there like, okay, make a play, and then it's like, you know, I think that, you know, I think one of the more underrated parts of Georgia's team is their special teams. They got great kickers.
Sure.
They got great punters.
They
cover really, really well and everything. And you know, they weren't able to – Clemson wasn't able to really get a drive started. I think that the one good drive they had, that we gave them stuff. I mean, give credit to the tight end. It was a hell of a catch he made, but then you get the late hit on the quarterback, mm-hmm. and everything like that. But then Georgia was able to buckle down and hold them to 3 points. And I thought just Carson Beck, he was good. He wasn't great. He missed the throw that would have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought
couple misses,
but I thought that, you know, the transfer receivers that came in,
couple touchdowns. And again,
right,
that's
there.
What makes it worse.
Yes,
is you're going to lose anyway. If Georgia didn't have any transfers and you did, they wasn't going to. I mean, the talent that Georgia's recruiting at is making the difference. But when you know all of the storylines leading into it for Clemson, and then you go out there and you lose like that,
yep.
and Georgia has a couple transfer players scoring touchdowns on you, and you don't have any guys like that, and I mean, it's a different world, man. Like, Clemson has returned to earth. Like, they had a great run, and it's over. Like, it just is what it is. Like, they're just not one of those teams in college football anymore. Maybe they can get back there. I think you probably have to be willing to use all the avenues towards team building in order to really get there. But I mean, if they had gone out in the transfer portal in this offseason, that game probably still goes the way that it goes on Saturday. But you can't be competitive with the top teams in the country and not use all of the tools at your disposal. And Clemson just isn't doing that right now. So, and again, he's earned the right, I suppose, to be stubborn and do it his way. Eventually, that'll run out. Like, a couple national championships certainly buy you time, but not forever.
No.
Like, eventually, people are going to turn on you, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But Georgia's the best team in college football.
They were flying.
And I think Dabo said it afterwards. I mean, they do that to teams.
Yeah, and they do.
They're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be one of those teams gets that done to you, but you are. And at least he was honest about it. At least he's got some self-awareness to know that they're not one of those teams anymore.
No. No, they're not. And I think, you were hoping, I knew probably that Klubnik would have probably played better than he did. I mean, Georgia's defense was just flying around. I thought that, this kid Jalen Walker was as advertised. A lot of people talked about that young man because he's playing both off the ball and on the edge. And, I mean, he was just wrecking stuff yesterday. And I mean, on Saturday afternoon, I just thought the way they flew to the ball, the assignment and the gap technique, it's so precise. Like, you can tell they do it all day. And it's like, we're one string, and we don't want to let our guy down by being out of our gap. And, I mean, I just thought that everything they did was just so well. They played on the other side of the ball. Clemson had a couple of good runs, but it wasn't anything that was going to be back-breaking. And, you look around, and, as far as the explosive plays, they had a few of those. The run game is about time they let the young man go ahead and run the football. Now, because Branson ain't played football a long time.
Yeah.
He hasn't played football a long time, so he's still working himself back into, being ready to be a gamer and all those different things. But the young boy just hit the hole faster.
Yeah, he was just more explosive.
It was just more explosive.
And you
could
see it. The first couple times he touched the ball, it's like, okay, well, I understand he's a true freshman, and you want Branson obviously was the guy that you wanted to be featuring in the run game.
Right.
If you want the run game to work, you got to give it to
him. You got to give him the ball.
They kept giving it to him, and it kept working.
Yes.
And that was like, because again, he was kind of the, because you never know, because we don't get to see any of the stuff in fall camp. You just kind of get some of the rumors. He was the hot rumor guy.
Yes.
He was like the Brock Bowers from a couple of years ago. It's like, hey, pay attention to this true freshman.
Yes.
And he went out there on Saturday, and he made his statement upon arrival.
He played well, man. I love it's always fun when you see the veterans in the background, because he had one, he was going to break it, and he tripped over his own feet.
Oh, I know.
Like, that was going to, he was going to get busy with tripped over his own feet. And I love the homage to the other running backs with Sony Todd Gurley.
He got the Gurley bow.
Yeah,
and the
happy
hands.
It was awesome and everything. But yeah, I thought they played a really good game. I think there's still a lot of work to do when you talk about going against a more accomplished, better passing quarterback, because Alabama, Milroe, I think Kendall Boyd's a hell of a coach. You know how I feel about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of an offensive coach. He works well with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And if he can get Jalen to throw the way he runs,
he's going to get the absolute most out of Jalen Milroe.
Yes,
and again, they played a team that they were going to take advantage of on Saturday, and they did. So they did what they were supposed to do. They put up a million points. There was a lot of teams in the SEC that did what they were supposed to do as far as that goes. There were some teams that didn't as well, unfortunately. Obviously, the standalone game on Sunday night in Vegas. I know the LSU fans won the Vegas of it. There's no doubt about that.
I'm going to tell you something, man.
USC did a really nice job in the portal, and they made that defense into something respectable.
Exactly. Yeah. They were flying around and everything. The quarterback, is he going to be better because he can play in the structure of the offense that Lincoln Riley wants?
Right. He's a little bit less of a freestyler than Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Certainly not as good.
No, I'm not saying he's good, but I'm just talking about just the structure. But he damn sure looked
good.
He made some throws.
Receivers made some catches
and everything. And Brian Kelly, just stop with the whole
slammy
and all that other stuff.
Fabricated.
Anybody want to hear that? Your team is undisciplined as hell, okay? And that's the reason they lost that football game. They were undisciplined, had double the many amount of, when you were talking about dumb penalties
Penalties at the wrong time.
Yes, that's what your team did.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's you. That's you coaching and allowing that to happen. So, I don't want to hear all you slamming down on the table and none of that crap like that. And, but they're still a good one. They still got a lot of good players on LSU. The kid, the receiver, he did the dumb thing, but he looked like he's going to be a superstar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, the boy can go out there and ball. But, yeah, I mean, it was just a great weekend. I thought Notre Dame showed a lot.
I do, too.
I think Notre Dame, they showed a lot. And I loved it from the get-go when Marcus led them out that damn tunnel and was talking his talk, pounding his chest. I love that they went in there. And, you know, that's a hostile place to go and play a football game. Opening day, night down there. And they went down there and they smashed.
There's three teams that I give the most credit to this weekend, and I'm not to take credit away from Georgia, but there's three teams that went on the road and won tough games. We already talked about Miami going into the Swamp, not a tough game, but they went on the road.
Yeah,
they get a extra credit.
They went tough by that.
Yeah, Notre Dame going into Texas A&M and winning that one, and then it was hostile in West Virginia.
Yeah, man,
and it started off as a slog, and then the weather kind of came, and Penn State kind of leaned on him, and I love that running back Penn State has, man. Nick Singleton's a great player.
Allard did. He looked.
They let him throw it finally.
He looked the part.
Yeah.
He looked the part, letting the ball go and everything. Then obviously we talked about last night. That's just a disaster down there. I didn't realize this is the third time in 5 years they've been 0-2 down in Florida State.
Yeah.
I mean, he was never going to get that Alabama gig, I don't think, but I mean, he did, you know, being at the right place at the right time, forced to get the extension. But, yeah, they got problems down there.
Well, because now they're 0-2, right? So, I mean, I guess you can still win the ACC and go, but, like, there's not a lot of reason to think they could do that.
Yes.
Now you start to – because guys don't want to waste a year.
Nope.
I mean, it happens.
It does. And very open coach now.
Overhyped teams that fall flat on their face in September.
Yeah, man.
Guys,
check out.
Let me not waste this year.
Guys, check out.
Let me get in the portal. See if I can get someplace else. Check out. Yeah, they really run the risk of that happening.
Yeah,
and Bill O'Brien's a good coach.
He's a good football coach.
Castellanos can play quarterback, and they got some dudes on that team for sure. But that was bad.
He was shaky, but damn, they dropped a lot of balls. I'm talking about that. But yeah, they got problems out of Florida State.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.